Let's head now to Daniel Hargrove joining us. Hoke women Castle Rock played last night. We'll get his recap on that. Montesano and Elma in a girls matchup. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing great, Dick. How are you doing?
Doing great. Let's check in on the Grizzlies last night against Castle Rock. What a great season thus far for the Grizzlies. Were they able to keep it rolling?
They were. It was a loser-out matchup last night, and the Hoke Queen Grizzlies got an exciting victory in this one, 57-55, as they take down the Castle Rock Rockets. Well, really, they took down Brock Johnson of the Rockets because he averages over half of Castle Rock's points throughout the year, and he did it again last night with 32 points for the Rockets. He hit 7 3-pointers, but it wasn't enough for the Rockets. Now, coming down the stretch, it was an exciting finish as Jared Steen for the Grizzlies had a chance to put the Rockets away from the free throw line with about 20 seconds left. He misses the front side of the 1-on-1, though. The Grizzlies get the rebound, but then as they're passing it around, it gets stolen away, and Bryce DeSarmo hit a 3-pointer in transition to tie the game with 13 seconds left. Then Jack Adams III, Hoke Queen's best player, who had been largely held in check for the Grizzlies the whole night by a triangle and two defense that they're running at him. But he takes the ball and comes down and smoothly hits a jumper with 4.8 seconds left to give the Grizzlies the win.
Oh, man, looking at the brackets right now as Hoquim with the 57-55 win. So it looks like a third place or loser out game coming up tomorrow at Kelso against Eatonville. That's going to be a good one. I would imagine, I mean, Eatonville's had a pretty good season. As I recall, I don't have the rankings in front of me, but they've been ranked a good chunk of the season, or at least right out of the rankings, haven't they been?
Yeah, both them and Hoquim have been either in and out of the rankings or just out of it. And Hoquim actually got them both times in league. So they were the 2 seed coming in to this district tournament from the Evergreen side. And Hoquim's beaten them twice. So they are the favorites going into this one. But Eatonville's been playing very good in this district tournament. That's a loser-out game, and it should be a fun one as I'm traveling all the way down to Kelso to cover it. But it should be an exciting matchup, and really the way that Eatonville's been playing lately in the season, it's going to be a good one.
And then after that game, I don't know if you'll stick around for it, but the championship game down there in the 1A boys bracket at District 4, you got Kalama and Kingsway Christian. You know anything about either of those schools?
Well, I watched Kalama play. Kalama barely scraped by Hoquim to get to that district championship game. It was kind of a crazy finish. Hoquim had the lead with 26 seconds left when an intentional foul call really gave Kalama that victory as they hit 4 consecutive free throws coming out of that as they hit the 2 to take the lead. And then Hoquim had to foul to get the ball back, and really they just weren't able to overcome that. So Kalama's a decent team. They have a kid named Hunter Asari who's a 6'2 post player, kind of plays a post-forward position, really athletic. But Kingsway has really become the dreaded private school of the South down here, as we're used to hearing about Kings and Linden Christian from up north. But Kingsway starting to get all those good players from the Vancouver area. Mm-hmm. And, well, Kalama has a kid who I believe is 6'3", is their tallest player. Kingsway, I've heard, goes 6'8", 6'7", and then a 6'6 guard. So tough matchup for anybody playing against Kingsway in that championship game.
Hey, great stuff. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate it. Talk to you next week.
Oh, you want to hear about the girls at all?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I didn't know you had girls scores for us. So yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I had tonight.
Oh, you had the Hoquim Castle Rock, right? Or Montesano Elma. Sorry, Montesano Elma, right?
Yeah, no worries. The Civil War game for them, as they call it, in East County down here in Grace Harbor. And this time they took it to I heard you talking about a rivalry game earlier in a loser-out winner to regionals, and that's what tonight was for this rivalry matchup. And the Montesano girls end up getting the win. Their big player, Jordan Spradlin, who averages 20-plus a game, actually had a down night. Well, I say she had a down night, and then I look at her numbers at the end of the game and realize that, yeah, she only had 10 points, but she had 21 rebounds and 6 blocks.
Whoa! 21. Give me the name and the stat line again. She's going on our list.
Jordan Spradlin. And like I said, she usually gets more points, but tonight she's held to 10 points, but she gets 21 rebounds and 6 blocks for the Bulldogs. I got to mention Josie Toira for the Bulldogs as well. She led them with 18, really coming out of nowhere to lead this team to the regional tournament for, I believe, the 4th year in a row.
man, what a performance from the young lady from Montesano, Jordan Spradlin. My goodness. Thank you. I'm glad we didn't miss that that report. Appreciate it, Daniel.
All right. Have a good one, Dick.
Daniel Hargrove there from Montesano. My goodness.